55. Hayden. Hayden followed Nathan up the ramp into the dropship, still carrying Bach. Hicks brought up the rear with a zombie-like Bryant. A group of soldiers waited at the top of the incline. Most looked ragged in their combat armor, their postures wilting, their eyes tired. All except one.
"You're Caleb Card," Hayden said, certain the only member of the team who didn't look like they needed a few days of sleep was the man he wanted to meet.
Caleb looked ready for action in his combat armor, physically fit and strong-jawed, with short brown hair and kind but serious eyes.
"Sheriff Duke, I take it," Caleb replied, looking down at Bach. "One of yours?"
Hayden nodded.
"Reaper got him. I want to bring him back to his family."
"I understand.
Walt, can you take the fallen and put him in storage with Dane's body?"
"Yes, Colonel," she replied, coming up next to Caleb and holding out her arms.
"He's pretty heavy," Hayden said. Walt smiled.
"I can manage. I'm stronger than I look."
Hayden passed Bach over to her and she carried him to the stairs at the back of the hold, vanishing up them a moment later.
"You lost one of yours too," Hayden said.
"Three," Caleb replied. "We were only able to recover Dane."
"What happened?"
"We were trying to re-equip from Tinker's weapons cache," Nathan said. "An other was waiting for us. It wanted to get into the cache too."
"How did you know where to find it?"
"Unknown." "Pyro, everyone's aboard. Let's get this bird in the air."
"Roger, General. Good to hear your voice, Sheriff."
"Chandra, is that you?" Hayden said.
"Paz," she replied.
"You're a pilot now."
"A damn good one," Nathan said, closing the ramp as the dropship began to slowly rise.
"Thank you for the compliment, General," Pyro said.
"You've earned it."
"ETA to Sanisco is 18 minutes.
"Not bad," Hayden said.
He looked at Caleb again.
"It doesn't give us much time to chat."
"Nathan told me a bit about you on the way over," Caleb replied, putting out his hand. Hayden took it.
"It's an honor, Sheriff. I admire everything you've been trying to do."
"I'm just doing my job," Hayden replied.
"So am I," Caleb said.
"Sergeant Caleb Card, United States Space Force, formerly United States Marine Corps."
Hayden's eyes narrowed.
"Another forgotten Marine?"
"Another," Caleb said.
"Sergeant Isaac Pine," Hayden said. "He was in stasis since the Trife invasion, up until a few months back. He helped me deal with a problem. He's on Proxima right now, being cured of a brain tumor."
"What's your story?"
"I was on the Generation Ship Deliverance. Went to sleep near Mars, woke up almost 50 light years away. Came back through an Axon portal."
"I assume that's the abridged version."
Caleb laughed.
"We only have time for brief introductions. I'll be happy to give you all the details later. Nathan tells me it was your wife I sensed reaching out through the collective."
"Apparently," Hayden said. "I'm away from home because I was looking for an ick to harvest so we could find you."
"An ick?"
"That's what we call the organ the Relia use to communicate through the collective. Natalia and our doctor figured out how to wire it up so we could use it. But one use kills the organ."
Caleb went silent, his eyes glazing over slightly.
"Caleb," Hayden said. His eyes came back into focus.
"Sorry. You need pheromones to feed the ick, as you call it."
"You mean fear."
"You're familiar with the hunger?"
"Too familiar.
That problem I mentioned? Its name was Shirath."
Caleb's eyes widened.
"You killed Shirath?"
"No. I sent him to the Axon homeworld as barter."
Caleb stared at him, dumbfounded. "Sheriff, I admired you before I heard any of this. What you've done is bordering on miraculous.
Tell that to the thousands of people Shirath killed before I neutralized him. There's nothing miraculous about it, Colonel."
"You killed Shirath?"
Sergeant Walt asked as she came down the steps.
Sort of, Hayden said.
"How do you know this Shirath, Sarge?" one of the other soldiers asked.
"Never mind," Nathan told the soldier. "Sheriff, I think we should continue this discussion on the bridge.
Caleb, can you show him up while I get out of this tin can? Walt, you too.
Yes, General. Caleb motioned to the stairs. This way, Sheriff.
Walt followed on their heels.
Hicks, wait here, Hayden said. Roger, Sheriff. I'll get to know the rest of our new friends.
Hayden had been on the craft before and was already familiar with the layout. The hatch opened as he and Caleb neared it. The two men entered.
Sheriff Duke,
Pyro said, looking back at him with a big smile. Hayden walked over to her and put his hand on her shoulder, squeezing it.
Chandra, you look better than you sound. I take it Nathan's treating you well?
No complaint, Sheriff. What happened to Gus's augment?
I knew you'd finally notice, Hayden said. It got ruined saving my life.
Just the way he would have wanted it.
Pause.
Hayden glanced up at the displays around the bridge. They were headed south toward Sanisco, hanging relatively low to the deck.
I'm sorry about Edenrise, Hayden said.
Me too, Pyro replied. But we'll avenge them, won't we, Sheriff?
We will. Sheriff, I know why General Stacker wanted us to speak in private, Caleb said. He wanted me to introduce you to Ishek. Ishek? The reason I was able to almost communicate with your wife on the Collective, and the reason those Reapers stopped short of killing you and your people. And Bryant? Yes, though I'm not sure you still need him now that you have us. Ishek's Aurelia, Hayden stated. Yes.
Caleb unclasped his combat armor, shrugging his arm out of it. Hayden noticed the moist black band around it immediately, but he didn't react. Like it or not, it wasn't the strangest thing he had seen lately.
I was captured by Aurelia. He tried to control me with Ishek, a creature like the Koran called an advocate. I turned the tables. How? That's a story for another time. It's important that you understand I'm in control, and I'm loyal to Earth. I went through a lot to get back here. Why did you come back? To deliver a message to Proxima. But Nathan tells me I need to be careful who I deliver it to. He's right. But I might be able to help you with that. My relationship with Proxima is less illegal than Nathan's. I would appreciate that, but we have a much bigger problem to handle first. The tentacle monsters. They're called Jaxcluth. They're Nyarlath's favorite creation. Nyarlath. I've heard that name before. One of the original Relia. One of the most powerful. She's on her way here to finish what her brother failed to finish. She's been trying to recruit me to the cause, Hayden said. Really? Interesting.
The door to the bridge slid open, and Nathan stepped in.
I see you showed him your little friend. Good.
Hayden looked at Ishek, and then Sergeant Walt.
The other soldiers in the hold don't know about him. But you do?
He took a step toward her.
You're also sporting a tattoo I've seen before.
Shiroth's mark, Walt replied. I was a follower until he was taken from this world.
You're Koran infected.
Yes.
All of Shiroth's Koran are supposed to be dead.
Who told you that?
Natalia had told him that, but he couldn't rule out that she had made a mistake. He looked back at Caleb.
Why is she still alive? She's probably sending everything we're saying back through the Collective.
She isn't, Caleb said. Ishek is keeping an eye on her.
I hate to say this, Caleb, but how do I know I can trust you? Between the Koran and the Axon, it's hard to know if anyone is who they say they are. You can trust him, Nathan said. He saved thousands of lives in Edenrise. I did my job, Caleb said. Like you're trying to do yours, Sheriff. We aren't enemies. I want us to be allies. We're all going to need as many of those as we can get. The Jaxcluth are emerging. I can't argue that logic, Hayden said. If Edenrise fell to the Jaxcluth, Sanisco will too. We need to start the evacuation before it's too late.
General,
Pyro said before anyone else could speak. Her tone drew Hayden's attention to the primary display.
Oh no, he said. What the hell is that? Caleb asked. Pyro, get us down there.
both Hayden and Nathan said at the same time.